This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Award-winning bluegrass musicians Mike Compton and Joe Newberry perform at Thalian Hall tomorrow night. Mike Compton is recognized as the world expert on the mandolin style of his mentor, the great Bill Monroe, though he's slow to acknowledge this designation.
Well, you know, I guess humility dictates that I say that I wouldn't say that I'm an expert, but I have been following it for a very long time, and it's a style of music that I've identified with more than some of the others. Mr. Monroe's style of playing was deeply rooted in the fiddle music of Kentucky, and when he was a kid, he hung out with a Blackfield hand for the name of Arnold Schultz, who was a ragtime guitar player, as a sort of the guy that introduced index finger and thumb style playing into the white music scene, and became known as Travis style, which is what Merle Travis played later on. But Bill took gospel music for the singing, the harmony styles, and the fiddling style, and basically black rhythmic ideas, and mixed them all together and came up with his own brand of music. And so, you know, it has hillbilly fiddle tune sounds, and it has blues sounds, and of course the harmony style is a little bit more unique in the way he stacked the harmonies, which is something they learned in church.
Mike Compton and Joe Newberry both feel lucky to have found each other and to perform together. Joe is an award-winning songwriter, banjo player, and guitarist.
When I write songs, I like to try and write from a place where the song sounds like it's been here for a long time. Like you found a song, you unearthed a song that has been around for 100 years. That's the kind of song I like to write. Mr. Monroe said that the best songs are true songs, and so that's what I try to do when I write. It's like Mike writes these mandolin pieces, and they sound like they could have been collected in the 1920s and 30s. It's knowing a tradition enough where you can feel like you're adding to it rather than taking from it.
It's an older vocabulary, and we're writing in the style of that vocabulary. It's not an outdated sound. On some levels, you might say that it's out of style, but it's no less valid, and it's certainly no less powerful. It's just an older style of interpreting ideas.
At their performance tomorrow night, Compton and Newberry will play a range of classics and original pieces in the bluegrass tradition.
Well, we'll be doing some multi-instrumentals, both a mandolin and a banjo, a few gospel songs, old-time gospel church singing tradition. We're going to do some of Joe's material. Duet, solos, we're going to play as many different configurations as we can in hopes that something we play will strike a nerve.
We'll get the audience to sing along some, because we know when people gather to sing together, there's something really big that happens. Lots of folks, you can tell when you look in the audience, the ones whose choral teacher or parent said, "Oh, honey, don't you sing, you just mouth the words." Well, we want everybody to sing along.
Compton and Newberry perform tomorrow night at 7:30 at Thalian Hall. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.